بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome one and all once again here for the sixth segment. And this week inshallah we will continue where we left off last week. Inshallah we will continue from where we left off, and we were discussing the wajibat of salah. Now, dear respected listeners, brothers and sisters, what we had discussed in previous weeks was basically with regards to the fara'id of salah, and together with that we discussed the importance of the fara'id, those things are which are absolutely compulsory, and the leaving out of which will cause the salah to be invalid. Thereafter, last week we started to discuss the wajibat of salah. These are also very, very necessary, because the omission of any one of these acts will also, if not corrected by means of a sajda sahwa, what we refer to as a sajda prostration for correction, in the event of a person making a mistake and leaving out any of these necessary acts of salah, then the salah also will be invalid. So unlike a fard act, if left out, automatically the salah will be invalid. For example, we said the saying of takbir tahrima, the saying of Allahu Akbar at the beginning of salah, if a person leaves this out, then the salah will not be valid. A person has not even entered into his salah, because he has not said the takbir tahrima. So a person only enters into salah by the saying of Allahu Akbar, as opposed to what many people feel, that as soon as I lift up my hands to my shoulders or to my ears and I tie them, I am in salah. No, a person only enters into salah by the saying of Allahu Akbar, the takbir tahrima. The other fara'id or compulsory acts of salah, qiyam, standing, qira'ah, to read that much which is farad, three ayat at least, the ruku, the sajda, both the sajdas and the qaida akhira, these are the six fara'id of salah. Then we started with the wajibat, the necessary acts of salah. If these acts are left out, what will happen is, if a person has left them out unintentionally and then remembers that he has made this error, and then he corrects it by means of a prostration after making one salam, as was discussed last week, then the salah will now be valid. But if he leaves out any of these acts intentionally, or forgets to make the sajda sahwa, then that salah will have to be repeated. So what are these acts? So to read qira'at in the first two rakats of a fard namaz, this is wajib. To read qira'ah, and that means that a person must read surah Fatiha in every rakat, or in all the rakat of every namaz. In all the rakat of every namaz. That means, whether a person is reading a sunnat namaz, whether he is reading a nafil namaz, whether he is reading a wajib namaz, he has to recite surah Fatiha in all the rakats. But in the third and fourth rakat of a fard namaz, our five fara'id, our five fard namaz of the day, in the third and fourth rakat of these salahs, like for example, in our Zuhr, Asr, Isha, we have three and four rakat. We have the third and the fourth rakat. In Maghrib Salah, we have the third rakat. So, in the third rakat and fourth rakat of a fard namaz, the reciting of Surah Fatiha is not wajib, but instead it is sunnah. But in every other namaz, it is wajib to recite Surah Fatiha and a surah in every rakat. Surah Fatiha and a surah in every rakat, this is wajib. In a fard namaz, it is wajib to recite Surah Fatiha and a surah in the first two rakats. Thereafter, in the third and fourth rakat, it is sunnah to recite the Surah Fatiha alone. You should not read a surah after reading Surah Fatiha. So in fard namaz, it is wajib to recite Surah Fatiha and a surah in the first two rakats. And in the third and fourth rakat, it is sunnah to recite Surah Fatiha. Every other namaz besides faras, whether it be sunnah, whether it be wajib, whether it be nafil, it is wajib to recite Surah Fatiha and a surah. When we say a surah, we mean a short surah, three short verses, or one long ayat of the Holy Quran will constitute reading a surah. That means something must be read after reciting Surah Fatiha. So in every other namaz besides Faraz, Surah Fatiha and a surah must be read in all the rakats of that salah. And once again, in the first namaz you will read Surah Fatiha and a surah in the first two rakats, and it is then sunnah to recite Surah Fatiha in the third and fourth rakat. That means that if a person does not recite Surah Fatiha in the third and fourth rakat of a fard namaz, but stands for the duration of three subhanallahs at least, then that salah will also be correct. However, it is better to stick to the sunnah and at least recite the Surah Fatiha in the third and fourth rakats of a fard namaz. Alright, to recite Surah Fatiha first, before reciting any other surah or ayat of the Quran Kareem, this is also wajib. That means that now, if we are saying that it is wajib to recite Surah Fatiha and a surah, is it okay to recite the surah first and then recite the Surah Fatiha? So this is no. A person must recite the Surah Fatiha first and then recite the surah after that. So it is wajib to recite the Surah Fatiha first. To maintain order between qira'ah, ruku', sajda and rakat. Here again, just like with the Surah Fatiha and a surah, that the Surah Fatiha must be recited first, followed by the surah. In the same way, a person who is reading salah cannot make, now we know that, okay, qira'ah, qiyam, ruku', sajda, these are all fara'id acts. But can I do it in any order? That means I can make my sajda first, then I can make ruku', then I can read qira'ah, then I can make qiyam. I'm fulfilling the fara'id. No. It is wajib to maintain order in salah. That means that first will come qiyam. A person will stand the takbirah tahrima first, then the qiyam, then the qiraat, then the ruku', then the sajda, etc., etc. To maintain the order of salah, this is also wajib. Standing up after ruku', I'm just recapping from last week, the fara'id or the wajibat rather that we discussed from last week. So the qawma, which is the standing up after ruku, this is wajib. The jalsa refers to the sitting between the two sajdas. Qa'ida is the sitting after the two sajdas. Jalsa is the sitting between the two sajdas. So the jalsa, the sitting between two sajdas, this is also wajib and a person cannot leave it out. Number 8, and this is the new work and new lesson for today. The balance of the wajibat, we are discussing 14 wajibat in total. The 7 we discussed last week, we've recapped that. And now to start with the remaining 7 wajibat of salah. So we have ta'dil arkan. What is ta'dil arkan? Ta'dil arkan is performing ruku' and sajda with contentment and in a good way. That means that we don't rush and read our salah. We don't read our salah in such a way that we are just going through the motions, where up, down, kiss the ground and back to town. You know, they say that a person reads so fast that it's just a matter of now going through the motions of ruku, sajda, etc. No. But there should be life and there should be jaan in our salah. That when we are standing in salah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are standing with full concentration and everything else in our mind is blocked out. And a good way to do this is to practice this by reading 2 rakats of nafil salah. And practice that there must be no other thought that comes in salah except the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us and that we are presenting the salah. Because the closest a person gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by means of his salah and by reciting the Quran. When we are reciting Quran, we are talking to Allah. When we are reading namaz, then we are presenting ourselves in front of Allah and we have become very close to Allah. So this is the vision that we should have in front of us, that I am watching Allah and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. So ta'dil arkan, to perform the ruku' sajda with contentment and in a good way. The qaida ula, we discussed in the fara'id, the qaida akhira, the last sitting before salam, is fard in salam. The qaida ula, or the sitting to the extent of saying tashahud after 2 rakats in a namaz of 3 or 4 rakats. Because if it's a 2 rakat salah and you're sitting, it automatically is your qaida akhira, your last sitting, because you're going to make salam. But in a 3-rakat or 4-rakat namaz, you're going to sit after 2 rakats. Now that's sitting after 2 rakats where you're not making salam. This is referred to as qaida ula or the first sitting. Now this first sitting is wajib as opposed to the qaida akhira or the last sitting, which is farz. The last sitting before making salam is farz. If a person doesn't sit or then his salah will not be complete. The second sitting, or the first sitting rather, after 2 rakats, in a 3-rakat or 4-rakat namaz, after 2 rakats when we sit, this is referred to as qaida ula or the first sitting. Now this is wajib. What is the difference? The difference is that if a person, for example, has to forget to sit down after 2 rakats, that means he made 1 rakat, he stood up. Then he went down for the second rakat, he made sajda, he came up, he made jalsa, he went back down, he made sajda again. Now instead of sitting, he forgets that he had to sit, that he's, you know, that he's completed 2 rakats, and he stands up now for the 3rd rakat. So when a person now stands up for the 3rd rakat without having sat after 2 rakats, he has missed his qaida ula, which is a wajib of salah. Now he remembers, oh, I forgot to sit after 2 rakats. That means I missed my qaida after 2 rakats. I didn't sit. Now he can rectify this by making sajda sahwa. And how is sajda sahwa been made? That a person in his last sitting reads the shahud. Before reading Durood Ibrahim and the dua, he makes 1 salam. Then he makes 2 sajdas. And then he starts again from At-Tahiyyat. And then he reads the Durood. And then he reads the dua after Durood. And then he makes his 2 salams. And then he comes out of salah. So this sajda, the sajda sahwa, or the sajda for correction, this is the sajda that is used to rectify and to compensate for a wajib that was left out unintentionally. So this is qaida ula, the first sitting which is wajib. Number 10, to read tashahud in both the qaidas. That way is whether it is qaida ula, the first sitting, or the last sitting before making salam, to read tashahud. Reading of tashahud is wajib. If a person forgets to read the durood and he forgets to read the dua after the durood, then his salah will still be accepted on condition that he read, because the durood and the dua after durood is sunnah. So if a person has left it out, the salah will still be valid. But if he does not read tashahud in his qaidas, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, till the end. If he does not read the tashahud, which is wajib, then the salah will not be complete. So the reading of tashahud in both the qaidas, in the first sitting and in the second sitting. To recite qira'ah aloud by the imam in the first 2 rakats of Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, Jummah, the Eid salahs and Taraweeh salahs. So this is now for the imams. The imam has to read loudly in the first 2 rakats of Fajr, Maghrib, Isha. And then obviously in the Jummah and Eidain, which is only 2 rakats, the imam will read loudly there as well. And the Taraweeh salah. So it is now wajib to recite aloud in this salah. The qira'ah in all 3 rakats of witr, which is performed with jama'ah, that is performed in congregation after the Taraweeh salah during Ramadan, this is also wajib to read this 3 rakats loudly. The imam should recite dhuhr and asr namaz silently. Number 12, to end the salam, the end the namaz by saying salam, this is number 13, we must say salam, it is wajib. To say takbir, to say the takbir for qunut in witr salah, and also to recite dua-i qunut. So in the dua-i qunut, to say Allahu Akbar, after we recite the surah Fatiha and a surah, then we say Allahu Akbar in order to read the dua-i qunut. The saying of Allahu Akbar is wajib, as well as the qunut. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruka wa nu'minu bika wa natawakkalu alayka wa nuthni alayka al-khayr. I'm referring to that qunut, that dua-i qunut that we read in our witr salah in the 3rd rakat after the surah Fatiha and a surah. It is wajib to say Allahu Akbar, as well as wajib to read the dua-i qunut itself. A person who is a new Muslim, perhaps a person doesn't know the dua-i qunut, then he should read Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanata wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban nar, and make every effort to learn the dua-i qunut as well. And lastly, to say the 6 additional takbirs in the Eid Salahs. Now in the Eid Salahs, we discussed here earlier on that in the Eid Salah you have 6 extra takbirs, 3 in the first rakat before Qirat and 3 in the second rakat before going into Ruku. These 6 takbirs are wajib and should not be left out as well. And that brings us to the end of the wajibat in Salah. I hope everybody's understood this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to implement and understand. And I hope to see you again next week, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. And until next week, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.